Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's get to Frank here. You remember Frank from a couple days ago?
Previously on The Bert Show.
Met a girl on the lake this weekend. I consider myself a decent-looking guy, but this girl is banging. We were just hanging out, talking or whatever. She's like, hey, if you're not doing anything, you know, we should go get some dinner next Friday. And I was like, really? And I definitely don't do the little puppy dog that I'm just going to go pee on your leg and mark my territory type of thing. But playing that game, like, I need to learn that move.
I think you got to try this weekend. I mean, if she's that far out of your league.
And, you know, we started this conversation from talking about Megan Fox and Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Remember we said that the two of them hooked up supposedly for like one night and then he blew her off. And we were like, wait a second. Who blows off Megan Fox?
Right?
She's like the hottest girl ever. And he's a good looking guy, but, you know, maybe a little more average than she is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we were asking if anybody was in that real situation, because you said that Robert Pattinson played it right, because he was like, I'm going to blow her off. I'm going to be like too cool. And now she wants him more.
Somebody told me a long time ago that in the single world, if you're a real player, the mentality is this. If she's insecure, then you make her feel secure. And if she's very secure as a guy playing the game, you try to make her insecure to be attracted to you.
Well, women are hip to this now, though. We can point it. We can spot it if you're trying to play the game.
You can?
I think so.
If you're a rookie player.
Because, guys aren't real good at being stealth with it.
Well, there's a real fine line that Frank's walking into this weekend. Mm-hmm. That's why we want to try to get him some advice. Now, the phone lines are lit up with people still trying to win the $1,000. That's gone.
We already gave it away today.
Gave it away, and we'll do that again on Monday. So here's what we need to do. We need to do, like, an idiot's guide to dating out of your league.
Okay.
You know, because it's like, he's got to make some moves here over the 24 hours that he has with her. Because he can't seem too eager. He absolutely can't seem too eager. But he also can't be, like, too standoffish.
Right.
It's a tough balance.
Are you nervous, Frank?
Not really.
No, that's good.
No, I mean, like, all right. First of all, I've dated good-looking women before.
Let me just put it out there right now.
This is not the first time.
When you say idiot's guide to dating, yeah, I'm no dude boy from 90210 and she's no Megan Fox. But, I mean, you know, I'm not nervous when I talk to women. I usually know how to make them laugh. You know, it's just, this girl's really hot.
You sound like a pretty confident guy.
Yeah. It's
like,
I don't feel need like an idiot's getting... guide, but if you want to help other men with this and use me as an example, that is totally fine.
Hey, guys, my sacrifice
was actually
can...
on last night. I don't know if y'all saw that, but I made that comment on Wednesday, was it? And I was just flipping the channels and it was actually on.
You watched Hitch last night?
No, it was on TV. And I just kind of put my hand and I was like, really? That's weird.
Awesome.
I did see that it was on TV last night and thought of you, actually.
And exactly. Now you're thinking of me at home. That's awkward.
Well, I'm not thinking about you too much, but that's all right.
That would be the real call going into the weekend.
Yes.
So let's try to give Frank some advice. Although I got to tell you, you seem to have an attitude where I don't know that you need a lot of it. You know what I'm saying?
Are you talking about players? I'm not a player. I don't want to be a player. But, you know, like, there's that game where some dudes can just, like, play it off where I really don't care. Mm-hmm. And me, I'm not really that type of guy. Like, you know, if I like you, I'm not going to, you know, beat around the bush, but whatever.
But we're saying tonight you probably should be a little more standoffish than what you would naturally want to be.
Isn't it true?
Because that'll hook the girl.
Yeah.
Isn't it true, though, like if you're a really super hot girl, like you got guys that are jockeying for you all the time. So doesn't it make the guy that doesn't seem like he's fallen all over himself to get to you a little bit more special?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
More attractive. You want what you can't have.
Because I think that single girls and single guys are similar. They want the challenge.
The thrill of the hunt,
so you just
if
have
you will.
To, yeah, you just have to be a little bit more of a challenge.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I have some advice for Frank.
Okay.
How super hot are you?
I'm, what? Super hot am I?
Yeah.
Well, I've not really struggled for a date, so pretty good. I would just say if you're confident and you act like, you know what you want to do on the date, but not cocky, there's just that really fine line. Don't say things like, well, whatever you want to do. Just kind of go with it and suggest things and have a direction for the date.
And so like, hey, yeah. I was thinking about, know of like these two really great sushi places or whatever, like have a plan, but still be flexible.
Do you have something that you already know you're doing tonight?
I already got a reservation.
Oh, you do?
Nice.
Okay,
good.
So that's
right.
Dinner.
He's got the plan.
And after dinner, you're just going to play it by ear?
Exactly.
Well, I was going to say, don't bring her back to your place because if she's into you, she's going to want to go back to your place and just like have like a nightcap or whatever. But if you make her not go to your place and just kind of blow her off, she's going to be like, well, why didn't he invite me over? Does he not want to make out with me? Does he not want me to spend the night? And then
I
keep you wondering.
I live with my parents anyway, so it's cool.
You live with your parents. So
no, I'm kidding.
I will. Okay.
Oh. End scene.
This was going to take a totally different turn.
That's her out.
That was, yes.
I was ready to pounce. I'm like, wow, this is really going to be way more special than I thought.
You know, Wendy has a technique where she drinks so much that she can't stop laughing and loses all of her inhibitions. That might work for you.
He doesn't need her to be drunk for his humor to...
No, I'm talking about him.
Are you offended by this guy, Melissa?
No.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Q100. Who is this? Yellow. Choked.
Dude, she's so hot. She's not even going to talk to you, Bert.
The first 30 minutes.
Hey, John, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, my advice to him is whatever he does, do not kiss her that night.
Hey, John, are you a super hot woman?
No.
Why do you say that, John?
Well, it worked for me. I've dated this girl, and we had fun. I acted like myself, but I didn't kiss her at all that night. And we ended up getting married, and 12 years later, we're married.
Good
I
for
will
you.
Kiss her then. Yeah.
Doesn't this fall under the umbrella of make the secure woman, the hottie, feel a little insecure?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Right. And it's like Wendy said, like making her guess, like, well, why didn't he try to kiss me? Like, what, you know?
Not like me?
Good morning, Melody.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You tell us. What's going on?
Well, as the single people in this world know, we already have enough douchebags in guys. So he wants to exude a sense of confidence, not really be too standoffish, but just be interested, but not give off a sense of complete vulnerability. But it just to show her that he's confident in being who he is, mm-hmm. but that he's not going to just completely be knocked over if she blows him off.
I think you got this already, dude. I think we're taking advice for a guy that doesn't need any advice.
He's like, I know.
You got this.
But I think that not kissing her is good.
That's
specific
good.
Advice. Because confident or not, you're going to want to if she's that hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take everything in your power not to lean in for that at the end of the night.
You think? I'll just eat garlic.
Or onions.
Yeah, get something.
Game over.
You think you can pull this off? Like you've got the most beautiful woman that you've ever dated right in front of you, and you're going to turn that down, even a kiss tonight?
I have to wait till after.
I don't know she can do
I don't know about that one.
I bet a lot of guys are scared to fart in front of her. So,
is that your technique, Joe?
Like, so when you're in the car with her alone,
it's messed up.
Like, make sure the windows are up and then lock them so she can't put them down.
Aww.
And then let it rip and laugh hysterically.
I think that's all you need. I think that's it.
That
I think Jeff's on to you.
That is the cologne you want.
Do you guys...
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yo, I heard the music playing. Thought you guys were. That was my out music.
Well, it's gonna be, but you've still got a couple sentences left in you.
Okay. Any good lounges like to go to if we do decide to go get drinks? I'm not really new to the area, but I really don't go to Midtown that often. I stay up.
Have you heard of that?
So that's where the dinner reservations are. Is Midtown?
No, the dinner reservations are just outside the perimeter.
Okay.
Okay, so but you want to take her into, like, Midtown?
I don't know, just a lounge, like, nothing crazy, but, you know, something nice. I don't want to go to a dive bar.
I bet we all have suggestions here. No clubs, just a loungy type deal.
Yeah. First place that come to mind, there's a place called the Claremont and a place called the Heretic.
Perfect. just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
I would say, you know what, I'll give my friend's place a plug here. 10 Degrees South. In Buckheadish, Sandy Springs area, has a lounge in the back that is, it's really pretty cool. It's a patioed area, and it's really chilling, but it's always a cool vibe, and it would definitely be one-on-one time.
I would go with downtown. There's a place called Bazaar, which is really cool, and it's kind of like a hip little loungy spot, which is a good date place.
What's it called again, Ian?
It's called Bazaar.
Bazaar.
Okay. It's called Bazaar, or any of the W's, I would say.
Mm-hmm. It's a great idea, too. How about you, Wendy?
Just trying to think. 6 Feet Under has a great rooftop patio just to hang out and chill, and the vibe inside's really cool. But if you want to keep it, like, Midtown-y, I would do Tap. Even Tap has a great patio, and it's just a really cool, chill place to, like, hang out and talk.
The rooftop over at the Glen is open now also.
Yes.
And to me, that's, like, one of the best places in the city to see a sunset, and that's loungy. So that might be pretty cool for you.
I think these are good suggestions so that, depending on how the date's going outside the perimeter, how much further in. So, like, it's, I don't know, go to Midtown. But, like, you were saying, that like the top of the Glen, like if it's going really well, you go into downtown.
Yeah. No making out.
And never underestimate the bar at an Outback Steakhouse.
Perfect.
You get yourself one of their Wallaby Darns.
If you really want to make her insecure, take her there.
I was thinking McDonald's.
That
maybe
can
get
work
a super size.
Sure.
Get her super
take her right to the drive-thru. All right, man. We'll talk to you on Monday. Find out how it went, okay?
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
You got this, Frank. Don't kiss her. Don't kiss her.
Don't kiss her, man.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
If this is accurate and this goes down the way it's supposed to go down this weekend, this will be a shocking call to take on Monday morning.
Yeah, I'm totally intrigued to find out what it is. You said it's the freakiest Father's Day scenario or something like that?
Yeah, I think we've had, I mean, in the course of 7 years of dysfunction, we've had a lot of bizarre storylines.
Had them all.
You think we've had them all. And this one might have been one that we've had before also, but certainly not recently.
Okay.
It's always worth revisiting the fun ones.
We're going to call her Courtney, and she's on The Voice Disguiser, and she's very sensitive about times and dates and stuff like that, because she doesn't want people to know that it's her.
Mm-hmm.
So, Courtney, rather than me ask you questions that could lead you into problem areas, why don't you just go ahead and tell us right from minute one to where you want to leave it?
Okay.
Okay. And you got to speak up for us, please.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Where do I start? Okay, we'll start. I guess we'll start with the title. I think I may have slept with my boyfriend's father.
Okay.
What?
Well, okay.
I think I may have slept with my boyfriend's father.
Save that.
Set up. Okay. Details.
Okay, I'll start at the beginning. About 2 years ago, I was at a after work happy hour, and me and a few coworkers, and someone sent me a drink over, and I saw him. And I went over to thank him, and we started talking. he was a nice guy, and so we exchanged numbers. We went out a couple of dates, and we, you know, hooked up once. And then after that, he said that, you know, he wanted to stay around. He had just got out of a serious relationship, so I never heard from him again after that. So that was that. So we'll fast forward to last year. I was online, on an online dating site, and someone sent me a message, and I saw how old he was, and I told him that I was not interested because he was too young. He was very persistent, and after a couple emails back and forth and a couple of IMs, I finally said, you know, coffee won't kill me. We can go out. So went out with him. We started dating seriously, and that was last year. And so we have a really good relationship. I really like him. The fact that he's younger than I am doesn't seem to matter.
Okay.
So this week, earlier this week, we were having dinner at his place, and he asked me what I was doing this weekend, and I told him nothing. And he said, well, you know, there's going to be a party this weekend for my dad for Father's Day. You know, would you like to go? And I said, well, yeah, sure, of course. And I said, you don't talk about your dad a lot. And he said, well, we used to be close because he had me when we were kind of young. So, but when my mom and he got divorced, he and I weren't as close. He said, but my mom asked me to go to this party, so I said I would. And then he's like, okay, who did you want to see him? And I was like, well, of course. So he goes and he gets this picture of him with his father. And I'm not positive, but it looks just like the guy.
Unreal.
Good stuff right there.
So, I mean, and as I look at this picture, I'm thinking to myself, you know, when I first met my boyfriend, I thought he looked familiar, but...
Oh, my God.
I never really thought that. So I'm looking, and I said, well, what is his name? And he tells me his name, and it is the same name.
What are the chances?
Bring it.
I'm just like, okay.
What are the chances?
At this point, I am completely freaking out. And so I don't know. So I haven't seen my boy, and that's really odd that we don't see each other at least 3 or 4 times a week. Mm-hmm. So I told him that I am extremely busy at work, and that I may not be able to go to the party because I have to work on this project because I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. So this is why I'm here. I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Wow.
The only thing that doesn't make a lot of sense to me is if you're dating this guy for 1 year, why is the definition between the father and your boyfriend, how come that has never come up before?
Well, because he said as the divorce was what separated them. He doesn't talk to him. He doesn't even really talk about him. Like, he quote unquote went to his mother's side. Like, after apparently the divorce was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though he was close to his father in the beginning, for the past couple of years, he felt like it was his dad's fault. So he said he wouldn't even go normally to this Father's Day celebration, but his mother asked him to.
Wow. So his mother and his father have obviously resolved their differences.
Apparently. Okay. And I don't know. I didn't, at that point, once I saw the picture, I didn't really ask
but,
him anymore.
Oh, my God.
All that stuff is irrelevant. The only relevant portion is that at some point, should you stay in a relationship with this gentleman, with this young man you call your lover, should the two of you remain close, you will have to interact with his father, which means you have had multi-generational junk touching you.
Oh, God. This is not an insult to you, but do you think the father's going to remember you? Was it that significant of a time together? You said you just went out a couple times, right?
Yeah, we only went out a couple of times, and it was only at once. And I think, I don't know, and the only, like, I don't think so, but I don't know. Like, that was a couple of years ago, and the way that he was talking about our situation, it just seemed as if I was probably, like, the first, like, his first part out after the divorce. Because mm-hmm. he told me he had children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll remember you.
I agree.
You think he'll remember?
1,000%.
If it's a one-night stand, I would say he might not. But they went out a couple of different times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And generally, as a general statement, well, I'm not even going to say that.
I don't know if it's accurate.
I don't know if it's accurate.
But the first one...
I was going to say that most guys remember the faces of every woman that they slept with.
Depending on how many they've been with.
That's going to be the asterisk for me, is depending, like, I've got friends that have had have so many that they might not know, but, like, a guy like me would remember the face of whoever.
I said Steve.
What was I going to say? The fact that he was the first one out of the, you were the first one out of the
divorce,
out of the gun after the divorce. He'll remember you. You're significant.
Because I thought if he didn't remember her, then I wouldn't even ever bring it up.
Is there a way? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't want to go, but I don't know. I mean, I really, 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 really love my boyfriend, and I don't know if I can avoid seeing, even if I get out of this weekend, if their relationship is not close, maybe I can avoid it.
Nope. You got to deal with it.
Is there a way, if you have to go this weekend, that you could drastically change your look, like your hairstyle or something, so that it's so different from when you went on the original date? He might get confused.
Maybe. I don't know if I have time. I guess I could.
Can we please stop here and let's stop the fantasy? I mean, if she is in love with this guy, I mean, you're talking about a Julia Roberts movie. If she's really in love with this guy, it's going to have to come up.
Can't she just say she went out with her dad instead of having to go into the details of
Melissa,
having sex with him?
I think you have to be consistent in your advice, Melissa. Honest.
Well, she's going to sabotage her relationship then. If she says, I slept with your dad, the relationship's over.
But how is she going to go on with this relationship if it never comes out?
What if
it's
not really going
to have to be addressed eventually?
What are the chances,
though? It's the same dude's name, and she's seen the picture.
Is it a unique name, or is it like John or Bob or something?
It's a little more unique than John or Bob, but it's not like... You know.
It's not crazy.
Yeah, it's not crazy. It's in between. It's
so like, I feel bad for her because she didn't ask for this.
I have a technical question.
Wow. It's weird. I guess you know what you like.
Courtney?
Melissa loves consistency.
Whatever.
Have you noticed, like, in the course of you dating the son, do their genitals look the same?
Oh, come on.
Jeff Dollar, disgusting.
Well, at least Jeff's consistent, too.
Disgusting.
I didn't see the first one, so I don't really... I wouldn't say I would... They do have similarities, though.
Do they have,
really?
Do they have common, like, movements or techniques or...
Stop!
Oh, no.
Stop.
Well, you said that they have some similarities. Now you got us all...
I meant physical similarities, not in... When I first met my boyfriend after we met online, I looked at him and I thought he looked familiar. And then when I saw him in the picture with his dad, that's why he looked familiar.
Oh, okay. So you're not comparing junk to junk.
No. I'm not comparing.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
But you know what? They say
no, it
this
didn't.
Is.
It's because Jeff said that.
It sounded like a junk to junk comparison.
Eyes, nose, and ears,
it's an interesting situation because they tell you, like, you
eyes
can look at a girl's mom to see what she'll look like. Like, you know. What your boyfriend's junk's going to look like in 30 years.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Boy, did you call the wrong station.
Well, she would like it because she slept with the dad already, so she's going to like what he's going to turn into.
All right, here is
I made
Tracy.
Love to your father.
Actually, I'm rolling. Trey here says this is not a big deal. Trey, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just commenting about that. If it's not that big of a deal, she should just go ahead and meet with the father and explain it to the boyfriend. Because if she really is serious about this guy, let's just say later on down the line, she wound up wanting to marry him.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, she has to meet up with the father. You don't want to get married. Then all of a sudden, he finds out, and then things go sour.
So, Trey, let me hear you out here. Were you suggesting go to the father first and say, look, I'm in love with your son, and things look really good, so let's keep the secret ourselves?
I would say sit down with the son. Explain it to the son. Because eventually, somewhere down the line, she's going to have to face the father.
All right, let me go with my theory.
Let's talk to the guys. And Jeff. If Stacy and Jessica say, oh, my God, guess what? I slept with your dad in the past.
Done. Relationship over.
Over.
Done.
I get the impression from birth that back in the day, everybody slept with his father. So if Jessica did, so be it. He just seems to be the partying type of guy.
Let's go with that. The mistake that I thought he said. What if she sits down with the dad beforehand and says, look, this happened. I'm dating your son now. He never needs to know. Never needs to know about this.
I just think
they're not even close, the father and the son.
The more conversation the more she does behind his back, the worse it's going to be when he finds out. This is an honest like accident that has happened. And to her, she's done nothing wrong.
Mm-mm. Right.
But if she goes and sits down with the dad, then she will have done something wrong.
You're right, though. If you, when you pose that question,
It's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Ew. Oh. Oh.
Hey. I'm not absolutely positive.
But if Katie slept with Millie Pete, I don't think I could handle that.
Save that.
No, this is funny.
Well, just so you know, if Millie Pete was interested in Katie, you wouldn't be here.
No.
Hey, I'll take one more call here, but everybody's calling up and, you know, saying, using the same ridiculous advice, and that's to be honest. Hey, Robin, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Yeah, she really needs to be honest and just tell him. She has to tell him.
Why?
She has to tell him.
It's going
to
come out eventually.
It's going to come out. Exactly.
Really?
It's going to come out, so she needs to just tell him.
Maybe you could rekindle the stuff and just tell the guy it's a Father's Day gift from his son and just have it be like a one-off annual type of, hey, what's up?
Oh, you poor
I'm
little
so
thing.
Sorry.
Tell him what?
You did nothing wrong.
You just have to.
Do I need to go to the and then see? I don't want to. It's a Father's Day party. I don't want to go there and go, oh, yeah, by the way, as long as we're celebrating.
No, I say you keep it from him. I say you keep it from him, and you, like, really trash the relationship with his dad. Like, God, he's such an awful person. It's good you took your mom's side.
What the hell is the matter with you?
And, like, totally separate them even further.
They're already not close.
See?
Like, don't go to this thing this weekend because I'm busy. I have work.
Yeah, and be like, why do you want to support a man that...
All the time.
Why can't you go and then make up a story afterwards and say, oh my God, your dad inappropriately touched me. You should never talk to him ever again. And then he'll accuse his dad, the dad will get mad, and then fabricate the story, well, I hooked up with her 3 years ago.
Done.
And by that time, the son will never believe the story.
I think everything's lined up perfectly for a little Saturday night threesome.
Oh, ew.
Hey, Adam is a psych major, so let's all stand back.
Okay.
All right, Adam, go ahead.
Hey guys.
Major.
Hey, I feel really bad for your situation, for one, but, I mean, I seriously do believe that it just won't work out. I mean, based on
your lover, the son,
in this case, is looking at, you know, you, he always sees his father as having, you know, like his one love. Does that make sense? I mean, I guess as far as I'm concerned, I can never do that. I mean,
No.
I would always see his face in the place of your face.
Oh,
gross. That's twisted. Maybe he needs a therapist.
Like you're doing your dad? What is
a psychologist? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with this here, Courtney.
Don't tell.
Well,
don't
if you
go to the picnic or whatever.
I mean, eventually she has to say something. So do you want to do it this weekend? Do you want to do it next month? Do you want to do it in six
never.
Months? Do you want to
do
it in 2 years?
Weekend.
It's got to be said, so it's
never,
your
never,
choice.
Never.
So you say don't even go.
My boyfriend has already said that he's bringing someone. He hasn't necessarily said who because, I don't know. I'm leaning towards going just to ease my mind and pray that I'm just...
Just to see if it's him?
Head. Yeah, like it's just somebody because, like, whoever...
Just to get 100% proof.
I think so all cards are on the table, your boyfriend has to sleep with your mom. And then everything's all even.
It's an even playing field.
Yeah.
Even Steven.
Hey, Courtney, we'll check back with you on Monday morning, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for sharing with us. We appreciate it.
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, we all decided weeks ago, you know, we all from time to time would be driving around Roswell Road, you're down Midtown, and you see these psychics that look like they've converted their homes into their little psychic offices and stuff.
Yeah, I think if you have a can of paint and a blank board. Just hammer it out in your front yard.
With some, a hand, somehow there's a hand with an eye in the palm. You know, is usually what's on a lot of signs.
But there's a million psychics, and if you talk to someone who's been to a psychic, they've always got a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Except for me. But everybody's got a favorite.
That psychic is getting more airtime by not giving you a good reading. Right.
But everybody's got like, oh, you got to go to my psychic. You're so good. So we decided to create the Burt Show Psych-Off, where we would all go to different psychics or fortune tellers or tea leaf readers and pick and let them predict stuff for the summer. And at the end of the summer, we'd be able to pick one that's clearly the best because they'll hit it out of the park for one of us, right?
Well, yeah. They should all be hit up 100% because this is what they do.
Right.
They see it.
Exactly. There's no bad psychic, right?
So Melissa went to, were you on Roswell?
No, actually, I was trying to find one in Atlanta, and then I was lucky enough to go out to L.A. for TNT's premiere of Hawthorne, which actually premiered on TNT last night on the network, but I got a sneak peek and went out to L.A. And one of the things that TNT had was, and I love a theme party, so they had a party for Hawthorne, and it was very medically oriented, where people were in scrubs, and you were getting massages and stuff, and it was really nice, and it was fun. And then over in the corner, there was a psychic. Okay,
so
I thought,
yeah, seriously.
And I thought, well, why? You know, I was, like I said, trying to find one here in Atlanta that I was going to use, but I thought, you know what? It's right here in front of me.
It's a sign.
It's a sign. So I've got to use this psychic. So I apologize because I really don't remember her name, or I don't know if I ever introduced myself, like where she gave me her name, but she, we'll call her the TNT psychic.
Yeah.
And so she was reading cards. So these are tarot cards. And I went up to the table. And I'm not sure if it's in the beginning of this, but she was asking me, you know, because I guess you have to be specific. And I tried to say, well, I just need to know what you predict or what the cards say about how my summer's going to go. And then she said, well, do you want to know about work or personal life? And I the first thing out of my mouth was, well, since I'm doing this for work, let's do work.
Mm-hmm.
So and I really don't remember everything she said, but this is the reading I got in Los Angeles from the TNT psychic.
And then what we'll have to do is we'll have to just pay really close attention all summer long to see if she hit any of it.
Right.
Now, this is in regards to what? I didn't have a specific, just generic. Do I need to have a category?
Don't you know?
Well, I mean, is it in regards to love or is it in regard to work? In regards to work.
Work.
Yes. In the past, somebody has offered you a, this card means a proposal.
Okay.
So somebody has proposed something in the past. Since it's job related, somebody offered you a job in the past.
What? What? That
in my 39 years of life, someone has offered me a job in the past. And I wanted to say his name was Burt Weiss.
Wow, she's awesome. So let me get this straight. You are part of the press working this event for TNT. And she predicted that somebody at one point or another proposed a job for you.
Has offered me a job in the past.
Brilliant.
It doesn't even that.
Why are the rest of us even doing this?
The press part doesn't even matter. That right there applies to anyone in any circumstance.
Well, she knows I'm an adult at an event in which I was there for work. So yeah, someone has offered me a job in the past.
You could do that same reading for a seventh grader, and they would have to say, "Well, yeah, Jimmy asked me if I wanted to sit at his table for lunch today, but I didn't want to because I knew Jason had cold pizza, and I love cold pizza, so I said no. You're right. You're a good psychic."
And currently, you are thinking, this is the Temperance card. You are thinking, you're going with the flow right now.
So basically,
you're going with the flow right
going
now.
Going with the flow. That's right.
This was an actress that TNT hired and has zero psychic history. At all.
You're gonna, and you know what? Like her next, you're gonna watch Hawthorne on TNT Tuesday nights. I see that. I don't know why. When you watch it, you're gonna be watching it, you're gonna be sitting down. And you're going to be going with the flow.
There's a bright light. There's a bright light coming from your television
set. Yeah, at you. Jada Pinkett Smith. I see Jada Pinkett Smith.
No, really. There she is. I see her. That's what I meant is I see she's right behind you.
You may watch it live or you may TiVo it. Yes, with the flow.
Okay. I think it reset itself, so I think we got to listen to those first 30 seconds.
Oh, good. It was enjoyable.
Now, this is in regards to what?
Your hands. I didn't have a specific, just generic. Do I need to have a category?
Well, I mean, is it in regards to love or is it in regard to work?
In regards to work.
Work.
Yes.
In the past, somebody has offered you a... This card means a proposal.
Okay.
So somebody has proposed something in the past. Since it's job-related, somebody offered you a job in the past. And currently, you are thinking... This is the Temperance card. You are thinking... you're going with the flow right now. And you are being temperate. You know, you're like keeping your cool about things. Everything's cool. You're letting everything play out. You're going with the flow.
No, I'm not!
Okay. In the future, it says here, you will have heartache. Something heartache. So maybe with your job, it might be a difficulty or a loss of a job or...
So sometime in the future, yes. You'll have heartache with a job.
Yeah.
So here's what
could
she
be
said.
Could be a loss of a job. Could be sometime. Some problems you're having at work. But yes. At some point, you will have heartache
I'll
at work.
I'll have heartache at my job.
How long has that run so far?
7 minutes and 38 seconds. Okay. Now it's like a minute and a half.
Minute and a half. I'm going to do that same reading in 10 seconds for you, Melissa.
Sure.
Somebody will offer you a job. Someday in the past, they've offered you a job. Now you've got it. You're going with the flow. Eventually, you're going to lose it. Thanks for coming out.
Something harsh about it. And maybe just get yelled at. I'm not sure, but it's something that's going to hurt your feelings.
So someday you're going to get yelled at.
Okay, and just real quickly, what would the rest of the summer be like? And it just says that you are a powerful woman. The Nine of Coins, that you have enough money to live on your own.
Travel to
LA. That's laughable. She got that wrong.
Yeah. I have money to live on my own.
Right.
Person lives on their own.
Okay.
And this person is a happy family situation. And she has a lot of love in her life. And she's basically happy with her current family situation.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's relating to work, it must be you are happy with the job that you have.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Yeah, we know that's not true.
Yeah, I just, well, no, let's see. You just got flown out to L.A. for the
right.
TMT.
You've got
premiere.
Enough money to travel to Los Angeles.
So,
I see that.
So I see you having money and enjoying your job.
Then in the future, it says, even though you might have hardship in the future, but you are the queen of wands. So you will prevail. You will come out on top of maybe a promotion or something. Like, you will become a queen.
You're my queen, Melissa.
Of that job. So you
No, that one's not bad.
That I'm
could
the queen
mean
of
like,
my job?
Yeah, I mean, like, that could mean, like, you know, you move on from this, and it's like the Melissa Carter show, and that could very well be true.
I call her the queen bee. From every now and again.
Well, she's demanded that for a long time. So you certainly didn't volunteer that.
It's part of a new contract, so you have to...
You get a raise. But, you know, you might go through some sort of a scuffle or some sort of a fight or some sort of a hardship.
You're going to smack somebody.
Who the hell was that?
Is that a spirit? Dude, did you guys catch that? Was that just me or did you guys hear that?
Call the Atlanta Ghost Hunters.
Who was that?
Is that Jada Pinkett Smith?
There she is. So the psychic is there. Okay, this is I forgot about this. So she started out the night by doing personal readings just by people one on one. By the time I came to the table,
like six of you,
there were four of us around the table.
Are you sure that there were really people around you, or is it just the spirits?
Exactly.
Right, and then you will rise above, and you'll have a very successful. Like your job's going to get better. You're going to have a better position. Queen.
Okay.
That means you've risen.
You're going to be on top.
Get a raise.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Are nines significant to her?
Why did she get
less than a nine and a nine? I just wondered.
Nines. It just means a lot of that. So she's had plenty of money. And plenty of love.
Aww.
All right, so nines means, I'll say exactly what it means. It's the number that is wedged between 8 and 10.
Yeah, that spirit also is pointing out that there were a lot of nines on the table for me. But yeah, so basically, I mean, you know what? I mean, what she's saying is I'm going to, but she didn't specify just to the summer. So I have a feeling that she may not win this cycle.
She failed miserably.
I do like the background music. Any chance we could play a little 303 now?
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I can tell you right now that Melissa and I are on such a different point of reference here.
Okay.
For this Mark Malkoff dude. This is a guy we were talking about a couple days ago. Melissa and I don't like to fly.
Hell no. Yeah.
Wow.
She got a hell no.
Yeah, because I mean, I have been to L.A. twice in the past, what, 2 or 3 weeks, and it took so much energy out of me to just in the thinking that I'm flying 4 times across the country in a matter of a few weeks, because I cannot stand to fly. I have to take medication in order to get through the flight.
I don't like it either. So this guy Mark here that is trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records for continuous commercial flight. Started in Atlanta, I think, last week. And he's still on that flight right now. We're going to talk to him. Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure, man. Oh, good morning.
Honey.
Good morning.
Dude, how many days are we into this ridiculous project now?
Dear goodness, today's day 9. I have 21 more days to go. And I should mention, I'm doing this to get over my fear of flying. I came up with the idea about 1.5 years ago, and AirTran has been awesome to host me. I live on the plane. I sleep on the plane at night. I wake up in the morning. I wash my hair in the airplane bathroom in the morning. I jog to get some exercise in the aisles in the morning. This is my existence.
Are you with the same flight crew all the time? Like, are you becoming BFFs with the flight attendants?
I am getting to know a lot of the flight attendants, but they change over. We try to keep me on the plane as much as possible. Once in a while, I do have to go on a tarmac to switch planes, but I never go into the airports. I sleep on the plane. My entire existence is pretty much in an airplane, and we're going all over the country. But most nights, I wind up back here in beautiful Atlanta, which I love.
So when, like, at nighttime... I got so many questions. At nighttime, do you still crash? I shouldn't say crash. Do you sleep? That was bad. But not intentional. Do you sleep on the plane, or do you go into the terminal and sleep there?
No, I sleep on the plane in row 22, of course. And what I do is there's about 3 lines of chairs, and I'll just lay on those. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm usually wake up when the cleaning crew is vacuuming around me.
So how many hours during a day are you in the air?
We do, like, usually 5-6 flights a day. Last week we logged, I believe, around 67, 68 hours. If you add up all the distance, we went around the world 1.24 times. We're trying to just do as much as possible. And I have to say, flying on AirTran around has really, really helped me deal with the fear, because I have no other choice but to deal with it. And the pilots have really counseled me. And AirTran has Wi-Fi, so I'm up in the sky 35,000 feet. And just with Twitter and MySpace, the whole community has been very supportive, giving me tips on how to get over my fear. I'm able to stay connected to my wife, Christine. And I should mention, my wife, Christine, flies with me on the weekends to see me. And AirTran actually had an anniversary dinner for me. My anniversary was this week on the wing of a plane. Luckily, it wasn't moving at the time.
Now, when you first approached AirTran with this idea, did they think you were crazy? How did that conversation go?
AirTran was a huge fan of my previous work. I've done a bunch of big videos. And it just seemed like a really good fit. I mean, I really wanted to do this. They have an awesome sense of humor. Most airlines would not let somebody clearly do this, but they've given me complete creative control. I'm shooting tons of video content. If you go to markonairtran.com, you can see all the videos. You can see me playing bingo with passengers on a flight. We did Twister the other day. We actually had a flight attendant wash my hair mid-flight.
So does this mean that you're not showering for a month straight?
That's right. I mean, you can actually come here to the airplane and smell me. I smell great.
No,
I wash my hair in the sink. I use baby wipes. And it's just been an amazing experience. And please, to your listeners, I'm on Twitter. Please, during my flight, Twitter me. I'm M. Malkoff. It's MMALKOFF. Yeah, it's really the online community is helping me get through these next 21 days.
Are there people sitting next to you on the plane?
Absolutely, 100%.
Oh, that's got to be rough.
Has anybody complained? Has anybody said this dude reeks? I need to be in row 19, not 22 with this dude?
Not yet. If anything, people want to meet me and ask why. And so many people have fears of flying. I mean, the thing is with me is turbulence. I don't like turbulence and I don't take off. So a lot of people have been talking to me, and a lot of people say it's actually helped them, because if I can do a month with the fear of flying, they can get through a flight. So it's really, really been great on a bunch of different levels.
Now, is it healthy for you to be on this plane this long? Because we've heard so many stories about how you need to...
Melissa's okay, just looking for excuses
not doing it.
No.
I mean, talking about flights like overseas and stuff, people are worried about if you're in a plane too long, the effects it could have on your body.
Here's the deal. I talked to my doctor in New York. My doctor told me there was no problem, so I'm going to get a new doctor. here's the deal. There has to be something. I mean, I talked to a bunch of other doctors. They said, Mark, you need to be exercising. So I'm doing a lot of jogging in between flights in the aisle. I'm doing lunges. I'm doing push-ups. The one thing that people have told me is that if you're up in an airplane a lot, it's higher traces of radiation. So maybe that's it. But, I mean, I'm taking a lot of vitamins. My food is coming primarily from the airport. So I'm trying to eat as much fruit and vegetables as possible, but I have to say, surprisingly, I feel really good.
You understand the words just came out of your mouth, right? That just now. You said, outside of the radiation, this has been a great experience.
If I get off the plane on June 30th, I'm entirely green. We know the radiation thing was a problem.
Are you eating nothing but airline food?
No, I mean, the AirTran snacks are great, and I'll eat them occasionally, but primarily my food is coming from airports. So if you guys come visit me in Atlanta, please bring me some salads, bring me some fruit. I'll take a frappuccino, whatever you guys want to bring me.
Wow.
I'm curious, if you're over the fear of flying at this point, why keep going another 21 days?
I'm not, because it gets better, but then I hit some turbulence coming back from Seattle, and I just start shaking. And I actually had a kid that was sitting next to me to see that I was afraid and started holding my hand. And
I felt so cool. That's so sweet.
The deal is, it's an irrational fear. It's not a real fear. I know that. And I really feel like just... with the online support, talking to pilots and dealing with this and having no choice but to face my fear, that by the end, by June 30th, I'll be over it.
Can I ask this dude a guy question?
Without you can ask me anything.
Okay.
Without you guys getting totally offended. All right, so you're on this thing for how long? 30 days total?
Yes.
And your wife is visiting you on weekends.
That's right.
So when the plane clears out?
There's no time. Without getting specific, Christine can't stay on the plane with me at night, so... there's very alone time, so draw your own conclusions to that.
So there's very few minutes that you're actually alone with her, so you guys haven't done it on a plane?
I'm lonely, put it that way.
Okay.
If you come on the flight, I might ask you to hold me.
If you smell that bad, if you haven't had a shower in 17 days, no one's getting close to you.
I'm telling you, your listeners should fly with me and smell me. I smell amazing.
Are you, now you're going to be on the plane until the end of June. Are you concerned at all about the digital transition?
No, I'm not concerned at all. I'm told that I have to get going, but you guys should come on a flight with me. You have an open invite. And please look at my videos daily on Mark on AirTran. I love Atlanta. I'm here all the time, so I'd love to keep in touch with you guys.
When is your last day in flight?
June 30th is my last day. The first thing I'm going to do when I get off is kiss my wife. The second thing is shower.
Yeah,
shower a lot. I mean,
your wife will probably say shower first.
Can we just call AirTran and request to be on your flight?
Yeah, absolutely. Just do that. I'd love to see you guys. You guys have an open invite whenever.
Okay.
That's funny.
Nice to you guys. Thank you so much.
See you. Okay,
yeah.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That would be kind of fun.
That is your worst nightmare, Melissa.
Absolutely my worst nightmare.
I can't think anything fun about that.
And he's
at
doing
all.
It sober. Like, I can't get on a plane without my pill now.
You never know.
I'd fly with him somewhere. I just think it'd be fun to be, I don't know.
They have this little cocktail.
Part of that experience. I would like to do it the next day or two, because by June 30th, that'd be an issue.
I miss what airline is helping him out with that.
Can figure it out?
Did you guys catch that? I have to call around to find out which airline it is? All the information will be up online for that dude up at Q100Atlanta.com.
I say he should just jump out at 15,000 feet. That'll help you face your fears.
Javi's done it, so he's like, everybody can do it now.
Jump out of what? Is it AirTran plane?
Was it AirTran he's working on?
Was that it? Oh, I didn't know that.
I think they have Wi-Fi. Do you guys know that?
Get it. The Bird Show.